the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. I am Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Marcus Romaine, ready to upset the DLP's Reginald Ostrey in the upcoming general elections. Copyright laws, which critics say could change the internet, have been voted in by the EU Parliament, but Article 13 exempts memes and GIFs, and Algeria's army chief of staff has demanded President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to be declared unfit to rule after weeks of protests against him. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news this morning. Dominica Fire Service personnel responded to a bushfire yesterday near the Dominica State College DSC in Stock Farm. There is no information at this time as to the extent of the fire or what damage, if any, was done. Q95 will bring you more details on this fire incident as it becomes available. In more news, Nurse Rosie Felix disclosed to Matt Peltier of Q95 FM recently that fear of victimization affected the turnout at the nurses' protest yesterday.
Victimization continues. We have quite a few nurses here who didn't bother about victimization, but many told me they're afraid of victimization.
I said that this morning, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so they don't come out. So victimization is a big problem in the nursing service.
I am standing up for this because I believe it's more than gone, the saturation point, as it relates to taking on board the basic... These nurses are asking for basic things, professional recognition, a support structure, education, management practices, and this one is massive, you know, commit to equal opportunity and fair treatment. The whole issue about the whole environment where they work, you know, I mean, what else can, these are basic necessities that needs to be addressed. Year after year after year, consultation after consultation, the same, we don't get any results out of it. And I will, as I said to you, I will keep on standing with the nurses, because I said it before and I'll say it again. It's until somebody fall ill and they are in the environment and they realize how dangerous it is, then we will stand up. This is not about politics. This is about addressing the basic issues of fundamental employment rights and giving the nurses that are very important to this economy, especially after a devastation like Hurricane Maria.
You just heard statements from the president of the Dominica Nurses Association, Nurse Rosie Felix, and Senator Ronald Charles, UWP Senator at that. He's showing his solidarity with the nurses there yesterday, advocating for their cause. This is Q95 News. A 20-man on the 17 squad left Dominica for Barbados yesterday to secure U.S. visas to participate in CONCACAF Boys Under-17 qualifiers in Florida. According to Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Football Association, Gerald George, the team will not only be processed for their United States visas in Barbados, but they will also engage the Barbados under 17 boys team in a friendly match. The team will be captained by Tyreek Joseph, with his vice-captain, Jamal Augustin. Following the match, the team will travel to the Florida IMG Academy, where it will be grouped with Belize, Montserrat, the Dominica Republic, and Antigua and Barbuda from April 1st, 2019 to April 9th, 2019. Senator Danny Lugay, UWP candidate for the Roseau North constituency, says he's very confident of victory at the next general elections, but he will not take anyone for granted. His comments came after he voiced his opinion and support for the protest actions by Dominica's nurses, which are taking place this week.
While we picked up sales of $1 billion in 5 months, but the nurses on the road protest in poor conditions. Dr. Pascal, send home. Dr. Ricketts, send home. Dr. Christian, sideline. And we have made $1 billion with a B in passport sales. Matt, you have to ask yourself what is happening in Dominica, you know. But I'm very confident, you know. I'm not taking anybody for granted. As I said to you in La Plaine, at the appropriate time, I will be putting on my boxing glove.
UWP Roseau North constituency candidate Senator Danny Lugay. President of the Dominica Nurses Association, Rosie Felix, is urging all Ministry of Health authorities to seriously address the issues which now plague and hinder the growth of Dominica's health sector. Felix told Q95 FM Radio on Monday that the problems which affect the nurses is affecting the quality of healthcare services patients receive.
The problems that are affecting nurses are also affecting the public. As I said, Marigot Health Center is closed. You know, Marigot has issues, no hospital for from whenever, and now the health center is closed. In Wesley, they're in a cramped area. In Newtown, over 2 years now, the nurses are in a cramped container in the botanical garden. We have victimization continues. We have quite a few nurses here who didn't bother about victimization. But many told me they're afraid of victimization, and so they're not coming out. So victimization is a big problem in the nursing service. I did go up with one other nurse to see the permanent secretary. While I was waiting to see her secretary to ask to see her, she came out of her office, and I greeted her and told her I would like to see her. She told me her secretary is out and she can't see me today. I went on to the minister's office. They told me he hasn't come in as yet. And so me and my colleagues are outside in the junction of Bath Road and Kennedy Avenue, and basically, you know, stating our case.
President of the Dominica Nurses Association, Rosie Felix, at a protest which seems to be ongoing for this week. The Dominica Nurses Association protesting for better working conditions in Dominica. Marcus Romain, UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency and former campaign manager for DLP Agriculture Minister Reginald Ostrie, says he is ready to face off with Ostrie in the upcoming general elections in Dominica. Speaking to Q95 FM on Tuesday, Romain expressed the view that the Labour Party he helped to build has been destroyed under the current Skerrit-led DLP executive, and he has seen honesty and integrity manifest itself under the umbrella of the United Workers' Party.
You know, I spearheaded the campaign for Austria with the youth, and did a wonderful job. You know, got the youth together. You know, at that time we had the Labour Youth Organization. Those were the Labour days. But since guys like Rosie and Pierre Charles, you know, passed away, I saw that the real nature of Labour Party was lost. I could not have followed that. I give up, you know, because there's nothing in this, you know, so-called Labour Party that, you know, somebody would want to follow. It's the morals, and they have no morals, no scrotums, you know. It's just a mess. That is not me.
Marcus Romain, UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency and former campaign manager for DLP Agriculture Minister Reginald Ostrie. This is Q95 News. Retreat master Mr. Albert Smith from St. Lucia opened a one-week Catholic Lenten retreat for men on Monday night, 26 March, at the Kingfield Chapel under the theme Stewardship, a Way of Life. Albert Smith extended an invitation to all men to come to this Lenten retreat in preparation for making their Easter duty. The Kingfield retreat is for the four adjoining parishes from St. Anne, that is Maho, to Fatima, Newtown, including St. Alphonsus, Pottersville area, and the Cathedral Parish. The men's retreat will continue at Kingfield Chapel on Tuesday night, or continued on Tuesday night, starting at 6:30 p.m. and will move to St. Alphonsus Church, Pottersville, for the following three nights, that is from today, Wednesday 27th, to Friday 29th, March 2019. This retreat starts at 6:30 each night with the rosary and continues with praise and worship, collection of dry goods for the poor and needy, homily, testimonies, special blessings, and opportunities for confession. In his homily on Monday night, retreat master Albert, in answer to the question, who is a steward, told the men that we are all stewards and we should look at everything we have as gifts from God. He added, everything we have is a gift from God. Life, health, talents, they are all gifts from God. Children, husband, wife, they are gifts from God as well. Land, money, house, cars, they are all gifts from God, he stated. They are not ours, we are just stewards with a responsibility to care for them and use them to serve each other. In his homily each night, Mr. Albert will share with the men simple ways to make the retreat theme Stewardship a Way of Life their way of life. In more news, after 20 years in government, the DLP administration is now calling for a complete reconstruction of the agricultural sector. According to Agriculture Minister Reginald Ostrie, there are serious concerns in terms of inadequate production to meet market demands. He highlighted fish and vegetable production. In these regards, Ostrie says, if these concerns are not addressed, the next best option is importation of produce. He made these statements at a press conference held at the Agricultural Division earlier this week.
The country is in the process of constructing three or four or five five-star hotels. Now, it would be expected that Dominica would be able or has to sustain and maintain that hotel in terms of goods and services, agricultural produce in particular. And we're talking about a lot of produce, but even for fish, when we spoke to Kipinski, our total annual fish catch is about 600,000 to 700,000 pounds in terms of fish. And we're looking at the Kipinski and we're talking about 2 million pounds of fish a year. So clearly, just Kipinski alone, and we're talking about the formal recording of fish. I'm not talking about the man in this little basket of fish on the side of the road doing this to Balawan and this to Kawa. I'm talking about fish that is recorded at the point of entry, that is in Portsmouth, in Marigot, and in Rosso. So if Kapinski alone would want somewhere in the region of 2 million pounds and we're only doing 750 pounds, then we can see at the peak of those hotels, if we do not move quickly to address the issue of fish production, then we're going to have to be importing fish. And the same thing goes for chicken, the same thing goes for pork. And we're afraid that for vegetables, we may end up in a similar situation, which is not a place where Dominica would like to be.
Reginald Ostrie added that if we continue open field farming, it will have a significant impact on produce and will not be effective for mass production. So better strategies must be implemented.
If we continue to depend on what the experts and technicians call open field farming, where you're exposed to the elements of the weather, the rain and the sun, you can well appreciate how that can impact on your production of fruits and vegetables that the hotels will be waiting for and be requiring on a daily basis. And how do we get around that situation is going to be a challenge for the ministry. But we believe that with technologies that exist, we can in fact do it. So we're looking seriously at greenhouse farming. We have some about 100 and something greenhouses on the island, but they're scattered. there is no coordination with greenhouse farmers. So it does not give you the guarantee that you need to tell yourself that we will be able to supply these hotels with the food that they need. So the government itself is going to have to create initiatives to get people and to encourage people, the youngsters in particular, to move into greenhouse farming and the new things, aquaponics and hydroponics. The Prime Minister, on his return from a trip to Serbia, he told us that the Serbians were interested in assisting us technically with greenhouse technology, aquaponic technology, and hydroponic technology, and we're looking forward to that.
Minister for Agriculture, Reginald Ostrey. The Convent High School Foundation is gearing up to host a public discussion on whether we are eating ourselves to death. According to executive member of the CHS Foundation, Leandra Lander, the idea came to fruition after the passage of Hurricane Maria and the need for sensitization on the various subjects, such as health, were some of the key areas of need recognized by this foundation. Ms. Lander says the foundation will be holding its first ever public consultation at the Elias Francaise on the topic, Are We Eating Ourselves to Death? She says the intention behind this is to find some answers as whether the foods that we consume are contributing to our health and ultimately to our demise.
We felt that we had an opportunity to reach out to not just our alumni, but to the general public in terms of sensitizing them on very important issues. We find that, yes, topics arise and they are dealt with generally by different organizations, but we felt as a school, as an institution that prides itself in education, we felt that we can host an activity to help educate the general public. And so we are hosting our first public health panel discussion on Wednesday, 27th March at Alliance Forces de la Dominique on Emsall Road. The topic is, are we eating ourselves to death? Basically highlighting or trying to find some answers as to the food that we're consuming, is it contributing to our demise, especially in our health? We are aware that Dominica has seen, you know, the rise in a lot of non-communicable diseases. And so we just decided that this is an opportunity to reach out and to educate the public. We also felt that it was an opportunity for continued networking among our alumni, the school, and of course, Dominica. We have a very distinguished panel. We have Dr. Irvin Pascal, Dr. Asha Mate, Dr. Lisa Jolly, Mr. Delroy Williams, Sister Nats, Nathalie Charles, and we have Mrs. Jacqueline Prevost.
Executive member of the CHS Foundation, Leandra Lander. Copyright laws, which critics say could change the internet forever, have been voted in by the European Parliament. The new rules, including the controversial Article 13, will hold tech firms responsible for material posted without copyright permission. Sharing memes and GIFs will still be allowed under the new laws. Many musicians and creators say the legislation will compensate artists fairly, but others argue that they will destroy user-generated content. Copyright is the legal right that allows an artist to protect how their original work is used. Tech companies have argued that artists are already paid fairly under the current system. Google said it would harm Europe's creative and digital industries. And Algeria's Army Chief of Staff has demanded President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to be declared unfit to rule after weeks of protests against him. Speaking on television, Lieutenant General Ahmed Gahed Salah said, "We must find a way out of this crisis immediately within the constitutional framework." The president has already agreed not to stand for a fifth term in upcoming elections, which have been delayed. Demonstrators accused the 82-year-old of a ploy to prolong his 20-year rule. Talks have been set up to oversee the country's political transition, draft a new constitution, and set the date for elections. But they do not yet have a date to start. And now the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. Wednesday, March 27th, 2019. A high pressure system is the dominant feature across the Lesser Antilles, generating some brisk winds. Patches of low-level clouds moving westward across the area are expected to produce brief scattered showers across parts of the island during the next 24 hours. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours as well, with waves peaking near 7 feet. Small craft operators and sea bathers, particularly on the north and east coasts, should exercise some caution. That's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Marcus Romaine, ready to face the DLP's Reginald Austrey in the upcoming general elections. Copyright laws, which critics say could change the internet, have been voted in by the EU Parliament, but Article 13 exempts memes and GIFs. And Algeria's Army Chief of Staff has demanded President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to be declared unfit to rule after weeks of protests against him. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when